slowly moving just below the surface, the battery-operated submersible glider called Slocum collects data for England's National Oceanography Centre in Southampton and the World Wildlife Fund. Its low battery requirements allow it to stay afloat for up to 30 days, regularly sending reports via satellite about the Celtic Sea's diverse ecosystem.
We have echo sounders to detect zooplankton and fish, acoustic Doppler current profilers for measuring the currents in the water, wet lab fluorometers for measuring chlorophyll and organic matter, and a few other specialist sensors as well.
As it oscillates through the water, the glider also creates the two-dimensional cross-section map of the sea.
We're interested in how, for example, do weather events directly affect the water column, and in turn, does that affect productivity, and then again fish, and further up the food chain, cetaceans or seabirds.
Meanwhile, the autonomous catamaran Sea Enduro has embarked on its own mission in the Celtic Sea. Powered by solar panels and a wind turbine, it can stay afloat for months, sending data about the so-called biodiversity hotspots.
Biodiversity hotspots are areas in the ocean that are usually particularly productive. Productive areas attract zooplankton, and that in turn attracts fish. Areas with enhanced or elevated biomass of fish often attract marine mammals and seabirds in turn.
Using autonomous marine vehicles sharply reduces the cost of exploring the seas with crewed floating labs, so scientists can devote more time to laboratory analysis of the collected data. They say it will give them a better understanding of this area's needs for future management and protection. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.